Clark Champagne and Madison. Carrie, right, what are you seeing as your biggest need right now?
Quite honestly, I think it's just about the same in all of three of my counties that we oversee. Food is just a real, real issue. We are tied in and associated with Second Harvest Food Bank as along with Dave. And to that same percentage, 86% is a huge number of people that we're trying to serve. So we have a lot of different resources going on. We have a lot of food banks that, believe it or not, are still opening, as well as hot meals in all three of our counties. We currently are, especially with Second Harvest Food Bank, the need for volunteers is not quite as great, specifically with them, because they are fortunate enough to have the National Guard, and they're doing such an amazing job. But what they could really use right now is financial assistance. To that end, like everybody else, we've opened up a COVID-19 community fund for each of our three counties. So whatever is raised in Champaign County stays in Champaign County and will be distributed out to the food banks, including Second Harvest, Caring Kitchen. We prioritized what we think is the most important thing right now, which is food and shelter. So Caring Kitchen is also operating as the homeless shelter during this period of time as well. So we are just grateful for all of the resources that people have been giving to us, as well as the response that we're getting from all of our community to do exactly what everybody's supposed to, which is stay home. Stay home and stay in place, and that's the best thing for you to do. We are in daily contact with our EMAs in all three counties and working to help provide any services that they need us to. In Clark County, we will begin starting to ramp up what's called a volunteer resource or volunteer response center. We have not gotten to that part or that point with Champaign County, but I have been working with both the EMA and the health department on that. We have a COVID-19 page like the rest of the United Ways, and certainly we can't stress enough. If you just take one thing out of this entire interview, I think all of us would say, whether you're calling the help resources page that was just referred to or 211, that is your go-to place for the most current information, whether it be a hot meal or who's offering rental assistance.
So, yeah, you cover Clark, Champaign, and Madison, which is a big feat, and a lot of colleges in those areas. So right. Are you seeing anything, a ripple effect from that?
Most of the colleges are all doing online. I think that what we're actually seeing is that more families who have sent their children outside of the three communities, they're actually coming back home, and that puts a stressor on the family right there, because now you've got, you know, more people to feed and more people living under your household. I do know that that both Wittenberg and Urbana University, and certainly Clark State Community College, they've all been offering significant services to their students while they're still doing their online classes. So if any students that happen to be listening to this need services, please don't hesitate to reach out. Whether you're from this area originally or we're lucky enough to have you as a student during the school year, please stay in touch with us. You know, we love you, and we want to make sure that you're safe as well. So reach out to 211, reach out to someone from your university and tell them that you have a need.
Thanks, Carrie.
Absolutely. Thank you.